Welcome to another edition of Clarin Customs, a weekly radio feature which gives you much needed information about customs policies and procedures. I'm your host, Dania Beckford. Do you intend to import a motor vehicle? If your answer is yes, do you know the documents required and the process to do so? This week, we will be speaking to Manager of the Entry Processing Unit at Jamaica Customs, Ms. Janice Baker. Welcome to Clarin Customs, Ms. Baker.
Thank you for having me, Dana.
Now, firstly, before I even get into what is needed to import a motor vehicle, is there an age limit for the importation of motor vehicles?
Yes, Dana, there is indeed an age limit. For motor cars, it is 5 years, and for light commercial vehicles or pickups, 6 years. For trailers, heavy-duty equipment, and trucks, 10 years, and that is subject to Trade Board's approval.
Now, what are the documents required to import a motor vehicle?
Okay, Daniel, you must first obtain an import license from the Trade Board prior to importing the vehicle into Jamaica so as not to contravene Section 210 of the Customs Act, which speaks to penalty for evading customs laws regarding the importation of restricted or prohibited goods. You will also need a title or export certificate for that motor vehicle issued by the exporting country, a bill of lading, an invoice detailing the value of the vehicle, a completed bill of sale, a C84 or C85, as well as a C87 import entry.
Thank you very much, Janice. Now, that's a number of documents. Do I need a customs broker to effect clearance of a motor vehicle?
Yes, you certainly do. You must have a licensed custom broker to complete these documents for you.
Okay. Now, how are duty rates determined for motor vehicles?
Okay, Daniel. The duty rates are charged based on the fuel type, whether gas or diesel, and the CC rating or the weight of the vehicle. So for motor cars, whether that motor car is a gas or diesel motor car and the size of the engine, be it 1000 CC or 1500 CC or 2000 CC. So those motor vehicles are classified, are apportioned a tariff heading based on the CC ratings and the fuel type. For pickups and trucks and heavier vehicles, the tariff heading is apportioned based on the unladen and the laden weight. And from that, the duty rates are derived.
What about motorbikes?
Motorbikes are also classified by CC ratings as well as their use. So whether it is to carry passengers or to carry goods.
We have come to the end of this week's program, but join us next week when we will continue with our guest, Ms. Janice Baker, who will take us through the steps of effecting clearance of a motor vehicle. Until then, I invite you to visit our website at jacustoms.gov.jm, where you can now access live help by clicking on the live help link or via our 24-hour quick response team at quick.response@jacustoms.gov.jm or call us at 1-888-CUSTOMS for more information. I am Dania Beckford.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.